Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
By the way, do we have Howie Carr?
He's around here someplace. Where's Howie? Where is Howie?
You know Howie Carr?
Howie, where the hell are you? The legendary Howie. He's got that radio going.
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
He's a good guy, isn't he, though?
844-500-4242. So we were just talking about masks and how the state rep from Attleboro wants the ICE agents not to be forbidden from wearing masks. You know, presumably he wants hippie protesters and Antifa and thugs and Black Lives Matter types to be wearing them while they're burning down or shooting ICE agents, et cetera, et cetera. So actually Trump mentioned it today when he was talking after having lunch with the African leaders. Here it is.
Two Democratic senators now, Cory Booker and Alex Padilla, have a new bill out. They want to require CBP and ICE officers to have legible IDs, and they don't want CBP or ICE officers covering their faces. Would you ever sign that?
Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't hate our country. And they obviously do. I'm surprised that they would do it, knowing a little bit about them. I don't know them well. But these officers are doing a tremendous job. They're great patriots. If you expose them because of, you know, statements like have been made by Democrats and others on the left, usually, mostly, I think probably exclusively, you put them in great danger, tremendous danger. And it's sort of funny when people picket in front of Columbia, in front of Harvard, and they have masks on, more than masks. I mean, you can't see anything. Nobody complains about that. But when a patriot who works for ICE or Border Patrol puts a mask on so that they won't recognize him and his family, so they can lead a little bit of a normal life after having worked so hard and so dangerously, there's a problem with that. So they have their, this is why, this is the problem with the Democrats. They have a lot of bad things going on in their heads. They've really become very, they've lost their confidence, number one, and they're really, they've become somewhat deranged. I want to do whatever's necessary to protect our great law enforcement people, and they are right at the top of the list.
Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. She's back from Ghana. And she said today, resisting ICE is part of my job. ICE is enforcing the federal laws. How about this? L.A. mayor, selling cocaine is part of my job. Robbing banks is part of my job. Driving drunk is part of my job. Since when do you get to decide which laws you're going to obey and which laws you're going to disregard while you're endangering everybody else in this society?
But resist we much.
Yeah. Yeah. 508, remember when Attleboro was more conservative and had Republican state rep? Yeah, they had a, what was it, Poirier? It was a guy, and then it was his wife, right? It was only 12 years ago. It changed so fast with demographics. Same with Wellesley. Wellesley hadn't had a Democrat rep since the Civil War. And now there'll never be another Republican rep. Melrose, same thing. It was Melrose flipped in the 80s, but you know, all these places, it's pretty sad, and it's not been a change for the better either. Today's chump line time. It's time for today's chump line.
The congresswoman running for New Jersey governor saw a massive increase in her net worth while in office, as opposed to the former New Jersey governor who saw a massive increase in his net girth while in office.
And there have also been New Jersey governors who've gone to prison because they fell in love with a young Israeli boy, McGreevy. Remember him? Did he go to prison or did he just have to resign in disgrace? Some of them, some of the senators have gone to prison. Did Bob the Torch Torricelli go to prison? There was another one in the 70s or 80s who definitely went to prison. It's one of those things.
John Brennan and James Comey being investigated makes my heart feel like an alligator.
Yes, I'd like to see them down at Alligator Alcatraz for a little diversity. They could run into some of those mosquitoes as big as elephants. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's, located on the curve on Route 28 in Harwichport. Jake Rooney's, the exclusive home of the mouthwatering Stone Grill Dinner. Served to your table sizzling hot and fresh. Jake Rooney's for great food, cocktails, and entertainment. And don't forget Jake Rooney's second location at the Cranberry Golf Course in Harwich. That's Jake Rooney's.
Breaking news from Washington. Facing criticism about the whitewashing of the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the FBI has released additional findings today, confirming there was no Epstein client list, the Lee Harvey Oswald magic bullet is real, and Howie Carr's Brown University postcard is authentic.
I don't know about the other two, but my Brown University postcard is authentic.
An Oklahoma man who thought he was responding to a shovel-ready job will have a difficult time digging himself out of the hole ice put him in.
Yeah, could be the funniest story of the day. Octavio Mota. He's been separated from his fiancée. When he was turning his life around after all those firearms, drunk driving, B&E, and marijuana arrests.
So now Bondi says there is no Epstein list. But from what she first said, this is a whole new twist. My advice to Pam is to stop the scam, because most fair-minded people are really pissed.
Yeah, they are. But what are you going to do, Limerick guy? You know, would you prefer to have Kamala Harris in there? You think you'd have gotten to the bottom of it with Kamala Harris? I know I sound like I'm Alibi Ike. I'm making excuses. And I guess I am. But still, you know, there's other fish to fry.
I love Market Basket. I save a lot on my EBT card.
Stop it. You can use an EBT card anywhere. Have you been to a farmer's market lately? They take EBT cards there, for goodness sake.
Howie, I heard there's a cool new movie coming out called Epstein's List. It's just 2 hours of staring at a blank screen.
That's not bad, really.
Loving. Did you hear that deplorable Donald Trump's Justice Department say there's no Epstein client list? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I bet there's some very prominent names on that list that cavorted with underage girls. But one name you'll never see on it is mine. I prefer my ladies to be older and wealthier. So let's not get silly, huh?
I beg to disagree. Remember on the main drag in Nantucket before they downsized Martha's Vineyard, and he got the drink from the young woman, and he was photographed with a what's known as a penis straw. Remember that? Yeah, he's Don't get me started about the old days in East Cambridge at the courthouse and the parking garage, when he was working for District Attorney Droney.
Zoran's mom, Donnie, said her son's issues stem from the fact that his grandfather was eaten by cannibals.
By the way, Larry Kudlow has started calling him Zorro. I may go with that. It's so much easier, Zorro.
Now, sir, you as Joe Biden's personal physician, would you say that you observed some cognitive decline? I plead the fifth. Well, can you tell me if the man had a pulse? I plead the fifth. Can you tell me if he was above room temperature? I plead the fifth. Man, after listening to this guy, I want to drink a fifth.
Yeah. Usually they say, on the advice of my counsel, I would like to invoke my constitutional privilege. That's the lawyer always goes, holds up five fingers, you know, five fingers, and that's when you know you got to say it. Sometimes they bring cards in with them.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, it's where we do have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps. You can find it at around 7 p.m. every weeknight. And it's wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's, located on the curve on Route 28 in Harwichport. Jake Rooney's, the exclusive home of the mouth-watering Stone Grill Dinner. Served to your table, sizzling hot and fresh. Jake Rooney's for great food, cocktails, and entertainment. And don't forget Jake Rooney's second location at the Cranberry Golf Course in Harwich. That's Jake Rooney's.
Howie, I heard there's a cool new movie coming out called Epstein's List. It's just 2 hours of staring at a blank screen.
844-500-4242. 201 says most drug dealers also take EBT cards. Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, they pay 50 cents on the dollar, and then they move it around. You can buy it at the, sell them at the, in the parking lots of the urban supermarkets, and not so urban these days. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment
at Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by my new Where's Chloe t-shirt that I'm wearing. You can watch it on social media. We just have a small batch of these tees. They're going fast. To get yours today, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. HowieCarrShow.com and click on store.
Yeah, this is a story of fans don't. The dog that teases its tail will be busy.
Chloe. Chloe the German Shepherd. A great song. A great, great song. One of the best of the 80s. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what will be the outcome of the Fed's Russiagate conspiracy probe against Brennan and Comey? No indictment, indictment but no conviction, or conviction and prison?
Indictment but no conviction.
48% say indictment but no conviction. That's in first place. Second place is no indictment at 40%, and conviction in prison has 12%.
All right, 844-500-4848. By the way, a new development, another one of the text message chat groups of Michael Proctor, the disgraced ex-state cop, has been rehomed. Sergeant Jeff Kotkowski, he's the one who said, Karen Reed is smoke. He's history at the Norfolk.
Yeah, she's a babe.
He's gone from the Norfolk County DA's office. He's now on the unresolved case unit. So that only leaves Fanning from the group that's still in the office. They've all been rehomed. And Shannon Burgess, remember him? He's gone from Arpiture after all these years. He's the guy.
As much as you want to make fun of him, Shannon Welcher found the key
so that we could have the time.
Yeah, we did make fun of him, but we knew what his name was. That's the difference. And he's gone, and as somebody pointed out on social media, 17 years of college down the drain. Yeah, it's tough. Tough break.
Eight. I had a ham sandwich.
By the way, it looks like they're going to release, not immediately, but it looks like they're going to release all these emails on Meatball Morrissey's burner cell phone. And Tim Bradle, I just want to play a couple of these cuts. This is Turtle Boy's lawyer. He was talking to the judge about this, about the state, you know, the Commonwealth. Norfolk County doesn't want to release these things because they're just going to be so humiliating, so embarrassing. With his 4% favorability rating in the last poll, that's going to look like the golden era compared when these emails are unimpounded. Turtle Boy and Bradle already have them. They know what's in them. Cut one.
Aiden Carney's motion to release case documents from impounded is what we're talking about here, Your Honor. So I asked the court last time, and we had so much business on the docket last time, I don't think we've circled back on it, but I was asking to just release everything from impoundment, Your Honor. The fact that things are embarrassing or scandalous or cause negative light to be cast upon public officials, Your Honor, is not a reason to impound documents. It's actually a reason to release documents.
Exactly. That's just why they should release him. And he knows they're humiliating to him. Cut two.
And that's really all the Commonwealth has left on the existing stuff, is that, you know, gee, this might make investigators look bad. This might make prosecutors, present company accepted, look bad. This might, you know, cause election shifts.
Election
shifts.
That's
not a reason to impound things, Your Honor. And initially, we have sort of taken the candy from the Commonwealth, and when they say, just we'll give you this stuff, but just agree to this protective order. So we want the stuff, but at some point we have to get off of that train, Your Honor. You know, this is a case of immense public interest. This is a case of, you know, First Amendment issues, and I know we may disagree on that, but you know, that's what our adversary system is for, and that's okay.
A Providence man was arrested today for allegedly threatening on social media to kill President Trump, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and Trump aide Stephen Miller. Carl Montague, 37, made his initial appearance in federal court. He was arrested at a residence on Plainfield Street run by a nonprofit that helps people reenter society after a period of incarceration. Go figure. He was discovered hiding in a bathtub. Carl Montague, 844-500-4242. He indicated he was upset with current politics and expressed his frustrations via Truth Social. He was using Trump's own service. I'm Howie Carr. It's morning again in America.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Once a month, we check in with the Mass Family Institute. It's a good group that tries to fight for family values in the very blue state of Massachusetts. It's an uphill struggle all the way, the Mass Family Institute, but they do the best they can, and we check in with them to see what's going on. Joining us now is Sam Whiting. He's the staff attorney for the Mass Family Institute. Sam, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, Howie, thanks so much for having me on again.
And where do people go if they want to learn more about the Mass Family Institute?
Yeah, so for just kind of generally learning about the work that we do at MFI, you can go to mafamily.org. And if you're interested in learning about our legal center, which is the initiative that I work for, you can go to malibertylegal.org. And that's the Massachusetts Liberty Legal Center.
All right. The first thing I want to ask you about is the Supreme Court recently upheld the ban on gender transition procedures for minors. If a state legislature enacts them, it was a law based in Tennessee, and it was challenged by all the usual suspects. And they said that it's up to the state legislature to decide whether or not to ban genital mutilation of children, or they call it gender affirming procedures, but it's genital mutilation is what it is. Chemical castrations, it's just horrible stuff. But, you know, Sam, I want to ask you, what's happening with Boston Children's Hospital? They're affiliated with Harvard, which is, you know, being defunded slowly but surely. And they're one of the national leaders in this infamous procedure, aren't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So Boston Children's has been really kind of the epicenter, one of the pioneers, like you said, of this so-called gender-affirming care. What it really is genital mutilation and, hormonal mutilation of children. And so as far as we know, Boston Children's hasn't changed the fact that they're doing these procedures on children. But I think they might be in for a rude awakening now that the Supreme Court has clearly signaled that these types of laws are constitutional, that they're legal. And the Trump administration is now actually has launched a whistleblower portal for people who work at these institutions to reach out and tell the Trump administration, hey, we think that these institutions are breaking the law by engaging in the mutilation of children. So Boston Children's, I believe, is actually under investigation now by the administration, but it remains to be seen what's going to come out of that and kind of what kind of legal authority the Trump administration is going to have to crack down on them. But we certainly hope that, the Trump administration and Congress, if they need Congress to act in accordance with them, will take swift action against Boston Children and all these other hospitals that are doing this across the country. We've already seen a couple, like the hospital in, I think it's Denver Children's Hospital in Colorado, shut down its program to do this type of these mutilation procedures on children. So there's some encouraging signs.
But I mean, it has to be, it has to be outlawed by the state legislature, and the odds of that happening in Massachusetts are nil.
Well, so under this Supreme Court decision, what this Supreme Court decision did was it essentially greenlit states to do this at the state level. However, it also means that at the federal level, if Congress wanted to act and say, for example, no Medicare recipient, no recipient of Medicare funds, which is most hospitals in the U.S., can do these types of procedures on children, that would have basically the same effect as if they banned it at the state level. So that's what we're hoping to see. You know, for us in blue states here in Massachusetts, we need action at the federal level. And so, we're certainly hopeful that the Trump administration has already kind of pledged that they're going to do everything that they can to try to defund hospitals that do this. And so we're hoping that these enforcement actions will go forward.
Yeah, I think I saw a story saying that Boston Children's was one of the three leading, if you want to call it, leading gender mutilation institutions in the country now, which is it's a bad thing because it's a great hospital for children in some ways, but obviously not in this way. The other recent Supreme Court decision, Supreme Court upholds parental and religious rights in landmark LGBTQ storybook ruling. This is the one from Montgomery County, Maryland. The Board of Education eliminated parental notice and opt-out options for newly introduced storybooks aimed at pre-K through fifth grade students, elementary school. And I read the people that wanted to stop this from going through, and they were just saying, oh, it's such a terrible inconvenience, and it's terrible to allow the parents to decide. The parents can decide, you know, whether the kids are going to play a physical sport, right? They can decide whether they're going to be served sugar at the cafeteria, but they can't decide whether they're going to opt out of these crazy books.
Well, and the other thing is it's such a smokescreen because the parents also under state law in most states and here in Massachusetts, they can opt out of sex ed and they can opt out of a number of other programs. And so for the schools to say, well, it's just too inconvenient, it's just too much of an administrative burden for us to opt kids out of LGBT content, it's just false. And the other thing here was that the Supreme Court pointed out, Justice Alito writing the opinion for the majority, was that the schools were saying, well, we can't do this because this type of content, we've basically woven it into every subject. It's in English, it's in science, we talk about, you know, gender identity, it's in health. And so, you know, if we opted the kids out, we'd have to opt them out of the whole program. And the Supreme Court rightfully said, too bad, figure it out. This is a problem of your own creation. We don't feel any sympathy for you. And that we think that was exactly the right stance to take on this.
And this is the same liberal county in the Beltway area of Maryland where they had the guy a few years back who decided to start wearing a dress in middle school. And he went into the girl's bathroom and attacked a girl. And instead of arresting him or expelling him from school, they sent him to a different middle school. And he did the same thing. And then when a parent came to protest to the school board meeting, the parent was arrested. Not the kid that had been attacking the girls, but the parent who was protesting the attacks. This is, I mean, you talk about a liberal jurisdiction totally out of control. That's Montgomery County.
It's absolute insanity, but it's not different. It's not very different than what we've encountered here in Massachusetts, and that's what's so exciting about this decision. You know, a lot of the times when we come on to your show, Howie, and we talk about development in Massachusetts, we feel like the bearer of bad news all the time. But this is really good news at the federal level, and this is actually this Mahmoud versus Taylor decision will have immediate implications for Massachusetts parents protecting their rights. Basically, what it means is that if your public school district is using these types of storybooks, LGBT, books to indoctrinate your young children, or if they're doing other things that infringe on your right to direct the religious upbringing of your children, then you have a right to be notified of that, and you have a right to opt out. And so that's what we've been, parents have been asking for this for years.
Right.
I can't tell you how many parents I've heard from over the years reaching out and saying, my child is learning all this stuff. They're learning it even in sex ed. And even though the law says you get to opt out of sex ed, the school says, well, this isn't really sex ed.
Right.
This is just teaching kids how to be tolerant. And this is just teaching kids how to respect all families and not bully. And of course, we always said, well, that's a smokescreen.
Another great thing about this decision is, they always make it out like it's only some a handful of fundamentalist Christians that are doing this, but this was like a real cross section of America, all kinds of people, every religion, immigrants, people that came whose ancestors came over on the Mayflower. Everybody wanted this option to opt out of this nonsense, and they've won. It's a victory. It is good to have a good story to a victory to report. Sam, where can people go to learn more about the Mass Family Institute?
Yeah, so mafamily.org is the Massachusetts Family Institute website. You can also follow our social media. If you're a parent with kids in Massachusetts public schools, I would really encourage you to join the Massachusetts Informed Parents Facebook group, Massachusetts Informed Parents. That's something that we also help with, and many parents from across Massachusetts are part of that group, and that's basically a place where parents can share strategies on how to protect their parental rights, protect their kids from all the insanity that's going on in public schools. We'll be posting more information soon about this decision, the Mahmoud decision, and how parents can use it to protect their parental rights. And if you need legal help, go to malibertylegal.org. That's our Massachusetts Liberty Legal Center.
All right. Thank you, Sam. And we'll talk to you next month from the Mass Family Institute. The amazing new Eden Pure mist-free humidifier sold out within minutes last week during the Cheap Bastard deal. But my friends at Eden Pure want to still give all my listeners a break on this great product. For this week only, save $50 with code Howie50. Your AC is running constantly right now, drying out the air. The solution is the Eden Pure mist-free humidifier. No mess, no mess. This sleek, attractive machine uses cutting-edge nanoscale evaporative humidification. No mist means no risk of damp floors or furniture. Because it has UV sterilization and advanced silver ion filter, the mist-free humidifier kills bacteria, mold, and mildew inside the unit. You will have healthier, moister air and less cleaning. This unit is safe for allergy and asthma sufferers. It is easy to use and maintain. Last winter, we installed one in our studio after some equipment blew out. Ever since we added the Eden Pure mist-free humidifier, we've had no issues. This special is for 1 week only and while supplies last. So order today at EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie50. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie50 to save $50. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Summer has arrived, and that means lobster rolls and peach cobbler. My 110 Grill is in Wayland. Where is your 110 Grill?
Yum, yum, yum.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, the president is feuding with the head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. It's another one of his ill-fated appointments, and he'd like to fire him. But, you know, he refuses to lower the interest rates, and it's really distorting the real estate market, especially because he's keeping the interest rates high. It's harder to buy a house, especially for first-time buyers. So joining us now to talk about how this is affecting the real estate market and how you can maybe take advantage of it is Ty Lassiter. He's the head of Lassiter Capital. It's a real estate group that has over $600 million in real estate management, real estate investments under management, decades of experience navigating turbulent markets like this one. Ty Lassiter, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Is this a good time to buy rental property the way things are, or is, you know, Powell could be gone at any moment, right?
Absolutely, Howie. It's always great to be on here. So, you know, there's pros and cons to this, and I think Trump referred to him as, what, too late, Powell?
Yes.
And so he's just kind of late to the show with everything he does, but that creates a unique opportunity for us and our roughly 750 investors that we partner with. You know, at the end of the day, I've always said I invest in real estate really for four key factors, and that's cash flow, equity appreciation, and tax advantages. And the last 2 years, because of interest rates, it has absolutely slashed the cash flow. And so I've always looked at business, and I say how you change is how you succeed, and so I look for opportunities to make changes. And so really what we've done, we've pivoted and created some awesome, amazing opportunities. We're acquiring some assets all cash right now. So forget about the bank. If the bank wants 7% interest, I would rather pay our investors 7% cash flow on their money, or whatever that comes out to. And so we've made a pivot because right now, the thing that the interest rates being so high is doing is it's creating an amazing opportunity to buy some really good investment real estate. Right now, there is a massive demand for housing.
Right.
There's a shortage. coming out of COVID with the cost of materials, and then you move into all of the transition from some of the far west states, California and Washington, to those people relocating to Texas and Florida. There's huge opportunity for multifamily housing. And so there's opportunities for buys right now to buy because there's operators that can't afford the debt that they have. And so it's creating unique opportunities. And so right now is an opportune time for investors to come in, partner alongside us while we buy assets all cash, generate cash flow from those deals, and really wait until the interest rates come back down so that we can refinance and bring some leverage in at that point, and then recycle some of that capital and buy again.
So it's an opportunity because you have a larger market because nobody can afford it until the interest rate, younger people can't afford it until the interest rates come down and they get their starter home. So this is a good opportunity. So how do people, they have to have a certain amount of money to get in with you though, right? Ty?
Yeah, we start our minimum investments $100,000, and then for existing clients, we'll move that around depending on the deal or the opportunity. So to get started, it's $100,000 investment. It's an opportunity to diversify your portfolio. We're a little bit different than a REIT or a real estate investment trust. A real estate investment trust is just like owning another stock. You don't get the tax advantages. So when somebody comes in and invests alongside of us, basically I deal with the tenants, termites, and toilets, and the investor gets the passive investment in real estate that still gets the tax advantages.
Right, and I should
a huge opportunity.
And as we did on Meet the Experts, we made it clear you don't invest number one in high rise commercial real estate downtown areas, and you don't invest in blue states pretty much. So you're going places where there's growth and where there's opportunities and where the government is not trying to strangle you.
That's exactly right. We're looking for slow growth in population, slow sustained growth in population, a diversity of employers so that it creates a great tenant base. And then we're looking for landlord-friendly states to allow us to come in without overaction and overstepping of us doing business from the local jurisdiction.
So what you do is, if you're interested in this, go to investhowecar.com, investhowecar.com, and you could you. People can give their phone numbers and they can just talk to you and just talk to you or one of your people and just see if this is for them.
Schedule a meeting.
Just
absolutely.
Yeah. This is not a high pressure operation. You know, you just got to decide whether it's for you. But again, real estate is a good way to go, but you don't want to get caught flat-footed in one of these bad states or in a bad sector of the market. And Lassiter Capital, you guys have been doing this for a long time. You started small, and you just have worked your way up, right?
That's right. We started about 20 years ago with our own money, my brother and I, and we built a portfolio on our own. And then after about 10 years of doing that, we started partnering with investors, and we've been doing that for the last decade. So we've got 20 years experience following markets and opportunities.
Check out Ty Lassiter. Talk to him or one of his guys. InvestHowieCar.com. Set up an appointment. InvestHowieCar.com and see if it's for you. Lassiter Capital. I'm Howie Carr.